discussed the daily halakha previously at great depth, what Shulchan Aruch's opinion is regarding shaking a garment off on Shabbat from dust. Although Rashi, based on the Gemara, learned that that would be forbidden, actually be Hayab Hatat on the certain garments. However, Shulchan Aruch clearly did not learn like that. He learned that the Isur of shaking off garments specifically was referring to when there's dew or there's water on them. But according to Shulchan Aruch, shaking off a garment from dust would not be Isur, although the Rama did bring it down, Yesh Omlim the Asur Lina'ir Begin Min Ha'avak She'alav Im Makpid Alav. You know, if it, a person's Makpid, then he should clearly be careful not to shake off the dust. And then he writes, V'tov Lahush L'dvarav. So the Rama is concerned, but again, it's the Rama. Maran himself was not concerned on this. However, the Beinish Chai, we said, was concerned about it. He took the Chumrah of the Rama, and also Akab Obadia, in principle, was lenient. Kambension, in principle, was lenient. But although they both concurred that Amachmir Tamu Ala Beracha, and they concurred that if you could do an Ayideh Shinui, that it would be better, so you don't have to run into a problem. But today we're just adding what the Mishnah Berurah said. Mishnah Berurah on in Shin Bet and Sim Katan Bab said from the Riyahu Rabbah, the Medina Yesh Isur Isur Baze. The Riyahu Rabbah held that it's Asur Min Adin, Ki Yesh Arbeli Shulim Sublim Keshitat Rashi. It's not only the opinion of Rashi. The Riyahu Rabbah found other Yishonim that concur. Mikol Makom, this Mishnah Berurah says, Nireh Sheyesh Lesmoch Al De'ar Yishna Lehakel Al Yedei Enu Yehudi. Mishnah Berurah was lenient. It can be lenient Al Yedei Goy, for sure. That means you have a garment that has some dust on it, and you makpid, so you're not going to wear it like that in public. You can go to the Goy or the Goya and say, do me a favor, you know, dust it off, clean it for me. He's Mifrat, Yikal Efer Mishum Kavod HaBiriyot Bezeh. Especially, you know, Kavod HaBiriyot, that person that says in public already, and he's embarrassed not to walk out. He can't put on his jacket; it's all dusty. So if there's a goy local, for sure, even according to the Mahmirim, the Mishnah Berurah will be lenient in that case. And then he says a good advice that a person shouldn't put himself into this debacle in the first place. That when he comes to the Bet Knesset on Shabbat, he shouldn't take off his jacket and leave it in a place where it can become dusty. A lot of times, people take off their hats. And they just, you know, throw it somewhere. And when they come to get it, you know, it was all dusted up. And now they're putting themselves into this debacle. Whereas, according to Maran, there'll be room to be mekel for sure on this. But again, since on the other side of the spectrum, there's chayuf hatat. And therefore, why should a person have to put himself in a dilemma? So therefore, the best thing would be is to be careful that his garments are not put in a dusty place. But if they were, and there's a goy available, for sure there would be room to be lenient. And in principle, even if there wasn't a goy available, it should be permissible for the Jew to do it himself. However, a mahmita bo'ala beracha.